Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Charges have been laid over an alleged car crash and shooting in Edge Hill. A 23-year-old's been arrested over the alleged altercation, where two vehicles crashed and one person shot at someone else before leaving the scene on March 28. The arrest follows a search warrant at Launton on April 8, involving cops from Cairns and Brisbane, including the organised gangs group. The Markula man's facing a smorgasbord of charges, including intending to cause grievous bodily harm, unlawful possession of firearms, and a variety of drug possession offences. He'll appear in court May 2. Far North Queensland MPs have been criticised over doubling back on a potential police helicopter in Cairns. Cairns and Barron River MPs Michael Healy and Craig Crawford launched a petition to have a dedicated chopper like in Townsville in our city. LNP Deputy Leader Jared Blaze says it's a complete turnaround on comments made by Crawford back in 2021.
The member for Barron River, who was a minister of the Labor government, said this: "It would be a big waste of money to have a police helicopter in Cairns."
Far Northerners could have saved around $400 on last year's power bills, according to the Queensland Conservation Council. It claims electricity retailers are not passing on the savings generated from rooftop solar and large-scale renewable projects. Energy strategist Claire Silcock says 2023 wholesale power prices were less than half of what they were in 2022.
Unfortunately, we're not seeing that passed through to consumers yet, although the rate of increase has really dropped. But there will be a small increase, and this is because of inflation and because of the ongoing risk in the electricity system.
Taking a look at sport, and Muzz is out. Our Cowboys star winger down with a hamstring injury for at least a couple of games. However, it's presented an opportunity for Sammy Valame to make his first appearance this year after a strong start to the Q Cup season with the Mackay Cutters. Coach Todd Payton says Valame only just missed out on being in the initial squad.